you facts. Hear it. This industry is not what it seems to be.
All right, what's poppin', y'all? What's poppin'? Salute to all my peoples today on this marvelous Friday. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta do our little 1-2s. All right, so if you not on the Patreon, make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. We got MK Ultra and Hollywood's SEX Kittens. Yeah, that video is crazy. Then we got the mysterious use of the black goo in Hollywood. I can't put this on YouTube because it's too crazy. Then we got the Trotria ritual that actually took place. I can't put this on YouTube either. Then we got the head of the goat controlled by Baphomet. All of these videos are available on Patreon. So if y'all want to join the Patreon, the link is in the description below. Alright, but they're really good videos, man. A lot of people just go on the Patreon and binge watch. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of knowledge in there. If you on the Patreon, you learn something. You know what I'm saying? You learn something. Yeah, we do these lives, you know, dumb it down a little bit, but you definitely learn something from my Patreon. Alright? Definitely worth every bit of time you got. You know what I'm saying? We got some people to shout out. Got a few people to shout out real quick. Salute to Rodney Shep, man. Appreciate you, Rodney Shep. He donated. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, Rodney Shep. And LJ2020. Well, he said, stay blessed up, bro. And salute to my man, Seem. You know what I'm saying? Salute to my man, Seem. Everybody that donates and shows love. If you donate after the live is off, I'll be sure to shout y'all out on the following live. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, no supporter goes unnoticed over here. We always show love. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start doing the giveaways, too, back on Patreon. We're going to start the giveaways back. I just got to figure out what I could give to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't really be knowing. But we're going to start the giveaways back over there on the Patreon. Salute to the 2 Live crew, man. Everybody that's 2 Live crew, if you catch this live and the next live, you part of the 2 Live crew. Salute to Andy. What's poppin'? Traquan Smith, North Park Hazy. What's poppin'? My man Getz in the building. What's poppin', son? Tommy Hilfiger. Get said, what's up, K? Dang, it's K to what's up now? Dang, this gang stuff getting out of control. Illy Santana, what's poppin'? Happy Friday to everybody on the check-in. Ty, what's going on? Neon Wakanda Land, what's poppin'? BP, what's going on? Great Gatsby. Bruni Thomas, Eric Terence, Malia 420, what's popping? She in the building. Jenna Marie, what's going on? Star Rose said, hi, Jay. Good information. As always, we got some stuff to talk about. Hope y'all stick around for this live. Might be a little lengthy, but I got 3 topics to talk about. We're going to discuss it all today, y'all. We're going to definitely discuss it all. MJE, what's poppin'? Salute to everybody in the chat. I'm saying, if y'all hear Thunder Dan Beats, Mr. Blanco, you know what I mean? Salute to everybody, man. I gotta say this before I start the live. Salute to everybody that sent their tracks in. I'ma get to y'all this weekend. You know what I'm saying? If I send you some beats, then that means, you know what I'm saying, we gonna work on the compilation. I gotta go through a lot of rap songs. Everybody sent their music in. I appreciate y'all, man. I'm gonna give y'all an opportunity to get y'all voice heard, man, without putting out this negative music. And we're gonna talk about this negative music today, because this demonic rap culture is getting out of control, son. It's getting out of control. These young, and I gotta say this. People like myself, because I'm pushing 40, right? People like myself, we drop the ball with these young dudes, man, because the direction that they're going in is crazy. It's crazy now. You know what I'm saying? I don't like this druggy rap, this this demonic culture. And we're going to talk about this all today because it's nothing really to listen to. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing really to listen to. Andy said, heal our people. Yeah, man, we need a lot more than healing because, you know, like I said, people like myself, we dropped the ball. There's no reason why these young guys don't have no direction. You know what I'm saying? And they don't have no mentors. But it's kind of sickening, if you ask me. It's kind of sickening. Now, I'm going to show y'all this clip, all right, that I put together. Now, there's a new rapper residing from, I believe, Atlanta. I'm not sure what part, but he comes from Atlanta. Now, he's on demon time, if that's what they're calling it today. He's on demon time. But this new kid, what's his name? I think his name Baby Kia. Okay, now this new kid is pushing the demonic stuff hard, all right? But the problem that I'm having with this is that a lot of these young dudes is now, they druggies or they on this satanic nonsense, man. Like, I don't get how that became cool. You know, everybody wants to be this rock star. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to be a rock star? You in hip-hop, but you want to be a rock star. Go pick up a guitar and go scream on the stage. You know what I'm saying? Go jump in the crowd and do that. If you want to be a rock star, you in the wrong genre, kid. You know what I'm saying? You in the wrong genre, man. Brandon Ely said, who the F is that? We're going to talk about it. And then we're going to talk about this this guy, Adam 22. Now, Adam 22, he pushes the narrative. I'm not going front, but we're going to talk about it. Then I got an issue with, you know, New York City in a whole, man. So yesterday, somebody got boomed on the train. Somebody split his melon. And we're going to talk about this because now y'all got military in the subways. All right. Because these plants, that's what I'm going to call them, plants. They not from New York. But they move here from Iowa and want to change the narrative. But now I'm going to talk about that. And we're going to get into this clip, though, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. Yeah, Les Charles said, demon time is sick. Yo, I don't know what's going on, but I don't even care for rap no more, y'all. Like, watch this. This is a clip of these new generation rappers that have this mentality, this sick, demonic mentality, man. You know what I'm saying? It's unbelievable, though. Let's get to this clip, though.
Here we go. Let's do it.
Do you believe in demons?
Demons? Nah.
Why not?
I'm not religious.
I know, but you should know that demons are real.
In what way? Because I never seen one. Never seen a photo of one.
Never heard of one?
I mean, an actual demon? I'm picturing like a little fucking monster guy.
The monster guy.
What's it like? Like a spirit?
You can say that.
No. I mean, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in the devil. So I don't know where the demons would come in. I met a lot of rappers / like rap affiliated people who seem like they got some demon in them. Actually, maybe I should be thinking about that with you. Do you consider yourself a demon?
Nah, I'm a regular person.
Are you a regular person despite some of the demonic that you might have done?
Can I get a different definition of what you're telling me?
Demonic. Just, you know, some evil that the average person wouldn't necessarily. I mean, you grew up in a crazy ass place. I'm not asking you to get specific, obviously, but, you know. Sometimes extreme situations call for extreme measures.
Yeah, you right about that, huh?
Mm.
You got a cross on your eye?
Upside down cross.
What that mean? Yeah. What that do?
It's a long scar, man.
Yeah. I'm not asking you about your religious beliefs.
You from uptown?
Where's uptown? Uptown where?
From New Orleans or something?
I don't go over there. No.
What you on there? What that?
I'm from the East Coast.
You from the East Coast? Why you got a cross upside down on your?
It's not a geographical.
Why you got this upside down?
Why do you think?
What does that mean?
If you take something and you turn it upside down, what's that typically mean? You don't with it, right?
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
Jayla, why are you standing like that? Stand up. You gotta be louder. Like,
I'm high as I do more drugs than
me
you
too.
Imagine.
That's not okay.
I know.
What you do besides rap? You just rap and do drugs?
I make money.
That's it? How old are you?
21.
Oh, okay.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
What's your name again?
Jayla.
Jayla?
Yeah.
You ratchet.
Do I look ratchet?
You act ratchet, like your attitude. Why you act like that?
How do I act? You the one that's over here like this.
But you the crazy one.
I did drugs. But I'm ratchet.
You can go.
Yeah. Cause baby, you ain't my type. You feel me?
You're not what I like.
Oh. You look scared.
Nah, he's scared. Come on. Scared of what? You know who I'm is?
No, who are you? Do you know who I am? It's your turn.
My fault. You got my turn. It's on. It's
okay,
me.
Okay, so.
Tell her who you is. When she said she don't know.
Who are you?
That's all right. My name Baby Kia.
Who?
Later on. My name Baby Kia. Later
Baby Kia?
On. Baby Kia. K-I-A. Later
Kia. On. Baby yeah. Kia.
Lee here. Jill. No. Sir, research.
Question. Have what you off of right now? Like, you seem high. Like.
T-A-C. Shit. Mo' T-A-C.
What else?
Shit. Some old TAC. Let me see.
The kind with the fit in it?
How many more minutes ago did I not just have fat? And some old TAC, but I just smoked like see some fat that better for you before I did came right here.
It just had weed in it or like it had other stuff in it?
Just weed.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Gotcha. You ain't never tried nothing else?
No, I don't think my own. I got a low tolerance level for drugs, so I don't
I can
even
tell.
Skip past weed. Liquor.
Yeah, I could tell.
I ain't fake without that. Just weed, liquor. What you had in mind, though?
I don't know. I thought you was going to say crack or phone. What you mean? Let me look at how you
that
talk.
Was a good one, but.
Like crack, type
come on,
shit.
Bro. Like, crack, you can't even walk, talk, none of that.
I mean,
bro.
Look at you. Trippy, look at
right? Come on, man.
Now
I'm fully functional.
My
like,
point is
what
that?
The hell?
Look, this you right now. I'm fully functional right now. I thought she was like Kodak Black or something.
Oh,
like,
what's going on?
You acting like you got that snow. That
told her.
What's your point? All right, what's the whole point? What's you getting?
My whole point is I wanted to know what you was off of because you look crazy.
Nah.
I thought it was crack.
I just wrote my that problem.
All right, good to know. Like shit.
I know I'm not tripping too far. Popping up my. Man, bro, how these dead people, man? Don't coming from my. How these demons get the fuck away from me?
Bruh, this is sad to watch. It's sad. This generation is doomed. It's doomed. Doomed. Did y'all notice what that first kid said in that clip with Adam 22? He said, did you ever hear a demon? Now, the answer to Adam 22's question, you don't see demons, bro. These things, these objects work in the spiritual realm. They've been here before this earth. They've been here, son. You know what I'm saying? But the crazy part about it is that we already know Adam 22 is demonic, right? But the problem that I'm having is, you know, these young dudes, they can't function. They signing these record deals for a bunch of fentanyl 30 pills and I don't even know, son. Like, what y'all, Y'all signing for dope fiend, like dope fiend record contracts or something. I don't know. Avatar 7x7 says she thick though. Oh yeah, the one in the orange was thick. Yeah. Yeah, she was thick, son. I ain't gonna lie. She was thick. Yes, indeed. Doomed isn't the word, Jay. It's so sad. Yeah, he performed at a school. Yeah, man. I don't know. This is my problem with this demon time or demonic music that they pushing, man. It's like this what I want to know, right? Is that y'all know that the direction that the world is headed in, right? Because how is this music popular? If you rap about something positive, you won't blow up like these dudes do. But then if you start rapping about that negative stuff, for some strange reason, you get millions of views. Some strange reason, like it, to me, it lets me know who's winning on this side of the world. All right? That lets me know everything I need to know. What y'all talking about? Yeah, he said, Booker Enoch said, just a bunch of drug addicts. Yo, the sad part is that they don't even know how to talk to women, son. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to communicate with women. We doomed. I feel sorry for the young women out there that's like, yo, I can't find no decent man. Because look what they got to deal with. Drug addicts. Drug addicts. You got women out here that want to get pregnant by Kodak Black. And he can't even stay out of jail. He's always high. How you going to have a kid with somebody that's always high? No offense to my drug addicts out there, if you watching this, scratching and itching. But how you gonna have a kid with somebody that's always high, son? Your judgment is bad. Your decision making is bad. Because once he fall off, like he will, because none of these rappers' careers last forever, okay? They all fall off. Every last one of them, they always end up broke. When he ends up broke and you got the baby, what are you going to do? You're going to pull a Dre and Michelle and go have a baby with some other rapper? Now you got a whole roster of kids by rappers? But help me. Help me. Man, this is sad, man. It's sad, man. Oh, salute to Tay. Thank you, Tay, for supporting the channel. Said, keep up the great work, dog. As always, thank you, Tay. Appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? But yo, these fiend rappers is out of control, man. And all of this demonic stuff need to stop. If you sent me a song to the email and you want Demon Time, I'm gonna skip over your music, son. I'm just being honest. I don't want to hear that in my psyche. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear that. Now let's get to this news here. Alright, let's talk about this real quick. So I'm not gonna show the video, but I got an issue with this right here. So yesterday or a few days ago, somebody got boomed on the NYC train in the subway. Now recently, Mayor Adams and I believe it was Kathy Hochul, whoever, they decided to put military down in the subway. Now this could all be propaganda to make people, you know, to push the narrative of stop and frisk. This could be propaganda, right? But they showed the video. I'm not gonna play the video. I saw the video. It's crazy. And what's so stupid about it, that they was fighting on the train, a Puerto Rican couple and a black dude. The Puerto Rican guy and the black dude was fighting, right? And the girl, the Puerto Rican girl who was the girlfriend to the Spanish guy, stabbed the black man in the back. He said, oh, you stabbed me? And pulled out a gun. The most goofiest situation of this is that he pulled out the gun and he ended up getting shot with his own gun. You can't make this up, son. You cannot make this up. So I'm going to read it real quick. Horror footage captured the violent clash between two men on a Brooklyn subway car and the sheer panic among commuters after one of the brawlers was shot aboard the rush hour train Thursday. The video was shot by a passenger on a northbound A train. Oh, the A train is the worst. Listen, let me tell y'all, that A train is the worst. It go from Far Rockaway to Harlem to Uptown. That is the worst train ever. A corroborated earlier witness account shared with police showing one man provoking another before at least four gunshots rang out on the crowded train as it pulled into the A.C. Hoyt Schimmerhorn Street Station. Police said the agitator, 36, was shot with his own gun when the other man, 32, managed to grab it away from him and open fire. I can't play the video. It's too crucial. Yeah, she stabbed him up in the back. This chick right here, she stabbed him. She stabbed this dude right here in the back like four times. So it say he did some racist stuff. He said, F your con, confrontation. But before the shooting, the two strangers tussled for several minutes as others on the train pleaded for them to stop. Noting there were children aboard. The 36-year-old man was even stabbed by a woman as the pair sparred. The woman was said to be riding with the 32-year-old man on the train at the time of the incident, but she later fled. Police are now searching for her. I'll beat you up. The 36-year-old wearing a black sweatshirt and yellow baseball cap can be seen shouting the other man's face. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, yo, we living in a crazy world right now, son. We living in a crazy world, son. But the crazy part about it is that y'all got military on the trains and still can't prevent this type of stuff happening. New York City is such a dump right now. It's filled with tourists and non-American people now. I don't even know what this place is. It's a dump. All right? It is a dump. All right? And the crime is, you know, they trying to lower the crime and all of this stuff, but to have a dude walk on the train with the scat is crazy. It's crazy, man. Money Moosa said, how you get shot with your own hammer? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because he not on point. He probably was drunk and wanted to start something. Cause you know a lot of bums ride the train. You know what I'm saying? And this is no shade to people that go to work on the train. I once was a subway surfer. But a lot of homeless people ride the train. You know what I'm saying? A lot of mentally disabled people ride the train. A lot of people sleep on the train. But when you see a person acting out of their behavior, 9 times out of 10, they intoxicated. 9 times out of 10. But this is what I'm saying. This could all be propaganda. Around this time last year, if I'm not mistaken, they had a dude who came from Ohio, jumped on the subway and started opening fire. Right? They couldn't find him for like, it was a search for him. They couldn't find him for hours. Every time around this year is always a shooting on the subway. Every time. Y'all remember that dude last year? He was on the train. And he boomed something on the train. They had to find him. It's crazy, man. Unbelievable, son. It's crazy, son. Star Rose said, fake story. Nah, I don't think it's fake. Because if you watch the video, you could hear the shots go off. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to play it on here. Hartford, Connecticut, what's popping? Let me see what y'all talking about in the chat. Yo, Les Charles said, yo, Jay, I think they're going to have to put those body scans at the airport and the subway stations. Well, it's not far off. You know what I'm saying? It's not far off these days because, listen, let me tell y'all, man, everything they do or stuff that happens, it happens because it's planned that way. You get what I'm saying? It's planned that way. Now, I told y'all this last year, right? They got bodies stacked up. They got bodies stacked up in them back compartments of the MTA. And people was complaining like, yo, it smelled like a dead body down here, son. What's going on? Come to find out, people that fell on the tracks, MTA was just picking up the bodies and storing them in the lunchroom. The article is online. You could look it up. They was putting the dead bodies in the break room. You get what I'm saying? They was putting the bodies in the break room. Now, if that's not sick, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. Salute to everybody, man. Artifact, what's poppin'? Sierra XX, what's poppin'? Jose Lozada said, can't wait for this world to shift. The best gang is God. Yeah, you better get on God's side these days, because it's getting critical, man. You know what I'm saying? It's getting critical, man. Brandon Ely said, bodies? Yeah, son. Bodies. OTT Dion said, not everything a ritual, bro. I never said that everything is a ritual. Are you watching or listening or you just typing? I never said that. But see, you are the problem. You are the problem, because it's people like OTT Dion that will accept this demonic rap culture. He'll listen to this crap and then wonder why his life is in shambles. Man, why I just lost my job? What? Why I'm getting kicked out? What did I do? Why do I feel depressed? Because you're listening to garbage every day. You can't get right. Listen, when you listening to that stuff, right, you got to understand what it's doing to your mind, to your brain cells. You get what I'm saying? Half of y'all women out there, y'all listen to this garbage rap music and then you wonder why everything is messed up. Dudes too. I just had to clear out my Apple library from all of that demonic nonsense. But I'm like, yo, what is this? Why are we listening to this? You know what I'm saying? And I never come up here kicking the Bible to y'all. That ain't my thing. You get what I'm saying? But I'm just not going to sit here and please the devil. That's not what we doing. We not pleasing the devil, son. No. No, you got to reevaluate yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? Low DP said low vibration music. Yeah. And people adapt to that. You get what I'm saying? They adapt to that. You know what I mean? They adapt to it. OTT Dion said, bro, I was replying to Shorty. My bad, bro. I didn't mean to. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I'm saying. People don't understand the music that you listening to, right? It has a way to corrupt you. Why you think, and I'm going to be honest with you. Back in the days, right? And I'm going to go to the next topic after this. Back in the days, people used to listen to certain music to commit crimes to. They would put on what they would call drive-by music. Right now, this music that was produced was intentionally made for that reason. To commit crimes and murders. When you put on a song, I said this, when you go in the gym and you put on a song that gets you amped up, there are demonic spirits behind that. John Todd, an ex-witch, right? An ex-wizard is a prime example of what I'm talking about. These people, right? Now, it's updated since back then when he actually explained the process of when these record companies go and pray over masters, right? Now it's been updated. Okay, it's been updated because everything is in a digital format. So more or less, it doesn't lean towards people praying over CDs and records anymore, right? But it goes into the aspect of a person manipulating frequencies. Now, if you didn't know, right, you can chant and manifest a spirit. If y'all didn't know this. Now, I'm not going to tell people how to do it, but I know how to do this stuff. You can actually chant and manifest a spirit to possess a person. Or you can manipulate frequencies to make a song more demonic. Right? You ever listen to a song and say, damn, this hook is catchy. Why is this song so catchy? I don't even like it. But this is what I'm saying. There is a lot of spiritual aspects with music. So when you're listening to this stuff, it mess you up. Antonio said alchemy. Yes. Yes. Alchemy is very real. And I'm going to be honest with you. people that practice alchemy, I stay very clear from them. No shade if that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? I don't bash what people's religions are, but people that practice alchemy, I stay very far from them because it's a mental thing when it comes to alchemy. It's a very mental thing, and believe it or not, those people are very powerful. You know what I'm saying? In certain ways. Some people think that they powerful, but some people really can appear in your house without you even knowing that they there. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all the story. I used to talk to this girl that practiced alchemy, and one day I was asleep, right? And I felt somebody kiss me on my forehead while I was sleeping. I woke up, nobody was there. Come to find out, I was like, wait a minute, they got some type of transporting thing where they could go be somewhere else, like on some Magneto from X-Men stuff. I don't know, the Professor X type stuff. I don't know, but it's crazy, man. Pamela Troublefield said, I don't blame you, Jay. Yeah, man, listen, whatever gets you right, gets you right. So while we got the black women in here, not even just black women, while we got the ladies in here, I got a question. Now, we're going to talk about this real quick. I'm going to play this clip. Now, Cardi B is, I'm pretty sure she's about to do an interview with Gillian Wallow. All right. On $1 million worth of game, which I'm going to watch. Because like I told y'all, you know, Cardi B is a little ignorant, but I like Cardi B. I can't front. I like her, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what people say. Yo, Jay, how could you like her? The music. I just like Cardi B's personality. She, you know, she just a real person to me. She ain't afraid of what people think about her. She's real in herself. Now, she says some valuable words. And I just want to talk about this because I ask people these questions all the time. You know, when it comes to celebrities, who do you think pays the bills, right? Do you think the woman pay the bills or the man pay the bills, right? But let's hear it from somebody that's rich, all right? Let's hear it from somebody that's rich. And fellas, all right? Fellas, this is real talk. Let's get to it, though. Let's get to it, man.
If you're going to be the type of girl, like, you want to take care of you and everything, but it's like, all right, you have to, like, pick a balance. Like, it's like, you cannot just be a bitch. It's like, oh, my man take care of me. He does the bills. But it's like, what do you do? What are you contributing? Like, it's like, all right, like, you can't be complaining, like, oh, I cook, I clean every day. It's like, okay, but you don't work. You don't contribute to the house. So I just feel like it's like, and, like, sometimes people be like, oh, so this is, like, really controversial, right?
Cool.
I feel like it's very controversial when, like, be like, oh, I don't go 50-50, but it's like, all right. So if you and your man make the same amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. But only your man is the one that paying all the bills. How y'all ever gonna save up to like buy a house or buy a business? Cause he's never gonna be able to afford to. So it's like certain things is like a joint thing to do.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's like a work together. But I just be feeling like sometimes people, like the internet really be having people stuck from like real reality type. So it's like, all right. So your mom and dad used to work every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your mom and dad used to work every single day so your mom could save her money and what, buy purses and your dad just pay all the bills. That's not how it works. Isn't it? Your mom was in the house cooking and cleaning every day. Your dad was working or they was both working to pay both the bills. Like y'all be acting like y'all don't know what the that is like no more. Like, come on.
And your mom money was your dad money and your dad money was your mom money.
Like, it was like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not a feminist anymore because it's like, sometimes it's like, y'all just don't be living in the real world.
Right.
Y'all not living there.
Y'all be talking about my money is my money and his money is my money.
I mean, my money is my money. But like, my money is my money and his money is his money. But it's like, we both spent money on each other and right. Everything. And it's like, if we want to go and everything, it's like, all right, like if we're going to buy a house, like, let's go half and half. And it's like, if we're going to buy.
It's not a one-way street.
It's not a one-way street. Like, it's like, if we're going to buy like a, like crazy expensive furniture, it's like, all right, you buy the couch and I buy the dining room set. It's a both thing. Cause then when you leave, like you really leave with nothing. Cause you was like, he has to pay all the bills. Well, you're divorced and you don't got no house, no nothing. You don't got shit. You don't even got a couch.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thought. I'm really old school.
I'm old school too.
Yeah, man. I agree with Cardi. See, that's why I said real stuff. Like, you know what's so crazy? You think rappers live a different life, but this is what I'm saying. I like what she said. People are getting further away from reality. You know what I'm saying? They watching all of these YouTubers talking about, girl, this is a new one, y'all. Yo, fellas, this a new one. This is a new one, fellas. Look, so this is how they manipulating the fellas these days. So you meet a girl, right? And the girl got on an engagement ring, right? From her past relationship, right? Now, you just met this girl. You ask her, what that ring for? Oh, my ex proposed to me. Now, a soft dude, right, will say, well, is she going to manipulate you and say, yo, well, if you don't like the ring on my finger, replace it then. Now she's collecting rings. Okay, she's collecting jewelry from men. Now, any man in their right mind, if I'm dealing with somebody and they got an engagement ring on, I'm not taking you serious. I'm sorry, dog. It's just the way of the world. But this is what I'm saying. We are failing. We are failing. We are failing. Yeah, man. Cardi's music. What they said? Hold on. Let me go back up. Because somebody said something about Cardi's music. Cardi, I ain't going to lie. Her music is trash, but her personality is fire. You can't deny it. And it's like somebody said that in the chat. If you want your man to pay all the bills, right? Look at all of the manipulative women. They dipped. But if you want your man to pay the bills, right? And he paying all the bills, suppose if he get locked up, suppose if he get hit by a car, suppose if he just ain't dead no more. Now you ain't got nothing. Does that make sense? It don't make sense to me. Brandon Ely said the woman pays it all. Yo, I wish you can't even get $20 from a chick no more, son. They're like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you ask a chick, yo, let me get $20. They'd be like, for what? As soon as you say for what, it's a wrap. Listen, man, we gotta have, our fellas, we gotta have standards too. Listen, we gotta have standards too, man. You know what I'm saying? Uncomfortable Truth says, so these women turning into Lord of the Rings now. Collecting rings like Dragon Ball Z. Collecting rings like Dragon Ball Z is wild. Let me read some of the ladies, what the ladies think, man. Alexa Wood said, oh. Yeah, he said the dating scene is a cesspool. I wouldn't go so far to say that. It's still good people out here, but unfortunately, they're not going to live in your area. You might find your mate way across town, like Cali or Alaska or Brazil or something. You know what I'm saying? It's sad, but this is the way that America is. Malia 420, what's poppin'? She said, I wonder if these ladies know that rings are just a form of Saturn worship. Yo! And it's an Ouroboros. You know the Ouroboros with the snake eating his tail? That's what symbolizes the ring, the wedding ring. Now, I was going to put the video out about weddings, but I know, you know, some people feel about weddings and stuff like that, but it's all ritualistic. And I broke that down in the Patreon too. It's up there on Patreon about witchcraft weddings. You know what I'm saying? Khadijah Jones said she going to the next dude. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. You know, but I believe it's a lot of good women in the chat because, you know, I'm a logical thinker and women like logic. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, Saturn, where Farrakhan said Saturn snake. Yeah. Christina Perez said, have been single for 2 years, plan on staying that way. Yo, that's sad, because you know why? I said this, you got these druggy rappers. These rappers are druggies now. I don't blame you, ma. You know what I'm saying? I don't blame you, man. I do not blame you. Jordan Whip said, women nowadays expect a man to have an NBA salary. Yo, when my moms told me the other day, yo, I was watching Dish Nation and some lady came on and said, if you ain't got $50,000, you can't date. I was looking at the OG like, wait, what you talking about? You know what I'm saying? This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Malia said, she said, they doing some Saturn worship, but they're doing. Yeah, man, it's crazy. Oh, Kajana said, hey, bro, I'm a dude. My bad, son. You know what I'm saying? My bad. Yeah, man. Jay Stacks was popping. Women don't like logic if it goes against what they believe. I know that to be true. They get very defensive. They do. They get very defensive when you use logic against them. You know what I'm saying? They get very defensive, especially if you're making sense. That be my problem. You know what I'm saying? I always wind up with these toxic women and they can't handle my nonchalantness because I'm the type, I just walk away from you. Like, all right, you want to play that game? Right? You know what I'm saying? I can get on a plane right now today and go to Texas and find a shorty because I'm not on drugs. I'm not getting high. I'm not a devil worshiper. It's crazy, but salute to Cardi B, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Cardi B. Pamela Troublefield says single. Yeah, man, it's crazy. Yeah, man, I got to tell y'all the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? Jay, put that out on Patreon. Oh, the video was up there, Malia. The witchcraft weddings is up there on Patreon. You might have to skim through there or just type in wedding. You know what I'm saying? But it's up there. I broke it down about the ring and jumping over the broom and all of that stuff come from ancient Rome. You know what I'm saying? The divorce and all of that stuff, it come from ancient Rome. It's all a plan to screw us over like child support. It's all a plan. I broke the wedding thing down, but I knew that people would get offended, even though I shouldn't even care. You know what I'm saying? But it's the truth. You know, this is why a lot of these relationships and marriages these days, it don't really work out too long because, you know, people are now in this new age belief system. It's not traditional no more. You know what I'm saying? If you tell a woman, hey, you know, I think we should, you know, split this down the middle or whatever, they look at you like you got three heads. You know what I'm saying? But expect you to do everything. If I'm paying the bills, if I'm spoiling you, I'm taking care of the kids, I'm doing all of this, I can't get a Nike outfit for myself. I can't even go on vacation. This is why you see all of these older white dudes, they be stressed out. You know what I'm saying? I be outside and these dudes, as soon as they get off of work, they got a six pack of beer. They got a case of beer. They got to get drunk to go to sleep because they stressed out. You know what I'm saying? Salute to all my truck drivers and my working dudes out there, man. I know what you going through, son. Paying the mortgage and she's not doing nothing but taking the kids to soccer practice. Then you come home and the mailman is in your bed. It's nasty out here. It's nasty out here, son. You know what I'm saying? It's nasty out here. Let me read some of y'all chat real quick, man. Salute to the 2 Live crew, man. We're going to be back at 3 p.m. with another live. We're going to talk about some interesting stuff. Jay, I'll get you the outfit. Yo. Salute to Belzy 007 said, she said, Jay, I'll get you the outfit. What? 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 Shoot. That's what's popping. Malia 420, it's very important to have an open mind when having a relationship with anyone, whether it be platonic or romantic. That is true. But getting people to agree with that is unlikely these days. You know what I'm saying? Like, It's very unlikely. Ciara said a lot of people need to be single, to be honest. Yeah, man, it's crazy. Jazzy Fitness in the building. What's poppin'? Yeah, all that for some box? That's tough. Yo, I'm not gonna kick the ladies back, and we don't do that over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm one thing for sure, y'all know Jay is not racist, and I do not do misogynistic beliefs or feminism. Y'all noticed Cardi said that. Cardi was like, yo, I stopped with that feminism stuff because she know that that don't work. She knows that y'all gonna be like that lady hugging the tree, fell in love with the tree. Y'all gonna be like her. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna be like, huh, man. You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. Andy, what's poppin'? He said, I knew my wife, the one, when she told me she want God first in our relationship. Like, damn, they don't make him like you no more. Bruh, let me tell you something. Hey, Andy, you keep her, all right? You keep her around, okay? You keep her around, son. All right, we living in dark times these days. You know what I mean? And it's crazy. It is crazy, man, what was going on. Let me see, man. Patreon, that spot. Salute J Stacks Calhoun, man. Common Sense is no longer common. Salute Star Stone. DP said, y'all ever notice how the medical insignia is the staff with the two snakes coiled around it? Yeah, Pharmakia is real. Works, WRX was popping. He said, yup, that's the one. Yeah, perfectly imperfect. Nope, Jay is cool. Thank you, I appreciate that. Morty with the 40 was popping. That's Bay right there, Twin Biddy said, yeah. Liz Mendez said, I dislike that whole feminism crap. But this is popular. It's popular. And I got to blame YouTube for that. And Instagram. And all of these other TikTok and all of this crap. Because they making that popular. I speak unity all the time, y'all. I tell y'all to unify with people, man. You know what I'm saying, ladies? Give that dude that been begging you, give him a chance. Okay, he may not be your type, but tell him what's wrong with him. You know what? You cool, but you just can't dress. Okay? All right. Take the man shopping, help him out, whatever. I know they're gonna say, oh, that's a Build-A-Bear. I don't want no Build-A-Bear. All right, well, you know, you can't have everything you want in life. All right, make him take out a credit card and have him go shopping. Hey, you got good credit? Get a credit card, let's go shopping. This partnership. You know what I'm saying? Partnership. I always speak unity to y'all, man. Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Perfectly Imperfect said, no tarot sage burners. Yeah, I know what you mean. Salute, peace to everybody in the chat. Zanilla Licks. Screwed up relationships leave them bad relationships in the past. Yeah, man. If it ain't working, it ain't working, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't working. Everybody, DP said, everybody not perfect. That's what I'm trying to say, man. Y'all ladies out there, y'all got to stop, you know, having such high standards and stop dating these drug addicts, drug dealers and scammers and all of this stuff. If you fall in love with a scammer, you got to be the most dumbest person in the world. You think that's going to last forever? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got to say this before I end the live. A lot of women are attracted to the dude that keep going to jail. Why is that? Because when he goes to jail, she's going to be hopping up and down on the next man. It's that simple. You know what I'm saying? And then when he call her, why you not answering the phone? His cellmate is like, yo, she getting done dirty by Tyrone down the street, dog. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? They don't belong to you, man. They don't belong to you. Yeah, Money Moosa said he gonna scam you. Yeah, man. Salute to everybody. Twin Biddy said, Jay, you going live later? Salute to the 2 Live crew. Yeah, we be back at 3 p.m. You know what I'm saying? The 2 Live crew, we doing 2 lives every other day. All right, so if you tap in with this live, please make sure y'all come back at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Alright, and we're gonna be talking about some crazy stuff there. Let me shout y'all out in the chat, man. Jameek said, Jay, you ain't never lied. I ain't lie. I ain't got a reason to lie. I'm just telling the truth. People may not want to hear the truth, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Ain't never been no loyalty with them type of women. I'll tell y'all a story. I met a chick, Spanish girl, right? From Queensbridge. And I met her on the train. I was coming from work. And this was like 2018, 19. And I met her on the train, right? She kept staring at me. My stupid self, I got off the train where I wasn't supposed to. But I had faith in myself. I approached her. I got the number. She was thick too. I never forget it. And you know what I'm saying? We hung out a few times. Come to find out, the next time I called her, she's like, do you have $150? And I was like, no. And I said, then I said, what you need it for? She was like, I gotta send my man some money in jail. Bro, what? We just did the dude and you sending him my money from jail. Bro, it's nasty out here, son. It's nasty out here. It's nasty. So, for all y'all fellas out there, all right? Be careful now. Be careful, all right? Be careful, all right? I'm just saying, all it took was a half pint of Hennessy and a 3.5, and it was going down, all right? It was going down, because some of these chicks, they get down and dirty for the 3.5. They hit up their weed man and be on their knees for the 3.5. They do it. I've seen it. If your girl, listen, they will do it for the 3.5. They will do it for the 3.5, son. Nasty. And then you kissing her in the mouth. Nasty. Salute to everybody on the chat, man. To this day. Facts, man. I got to tell y'all the truth. So if you on the Patreon, make sure y'all tap in with the Head of the Goat, Controlled by Baphomet. This video is available on the Patreon. You know what I'm saying? We got MK Ultra and Hollywood's SEX Kittens. You know what I'm saying? It's nasty. Nasty. Also, we got the Mysterious Use of the Black Goo in Hollywood. This was a really great video where I break down the Black Goo in Hollywood. And then we have the strangulation rituals in mainstream media, which is called the Trotria rituals. All right. Salute to everybody that's on the Patreon. If you would like to join the Patreon, the link is in the description below. And everybody that sent the donation for the cash. Oh, salute to Tariq. Tariq, man. Salute Tariq. He just joined the Patreon. Appreciate y'all. If you want to look at that wedding video, it's on the Patreon. Just go up in there, type in wedding in the search bar on my Patreon, and it's going to come up. It's very interesting. It make you not want to get married, man. My man, if he's still in the chat, my man Superb was like, yo, Jay, after I watched that wedding video, I had to second guess marriage, cuz. You know what I'm saying? It's nasty, man. But salute to everybody, man. If you send a donation to this live right here, I'll be sure to shout y'all out on the next chat. I love y'all all. Happy Friday. My man Nasir in the building. What's popping? We gonna be back at 3 p.m. Salute to everybody with the two live crew. Let's play this demon rappers crap again. These people is weird. And then we out of here.
Here we go. Let's do it.
Do you believe in demons?
Demons? Nah.
Why not?
I'm not religious.
I know, but you should know that demons are real.
In what way? Because I never seen one. Never seen a photo of one.
Never heard of one?
I mean, an actual demon? I'm picturing like a little fucking monster guy.
The monster guy.
What's it like? Like a spirit?
You can say that.
No. I mean, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in the devil. So I don't know where the demons would come in. I met a lot of rappers slash like rap affiliated people who seem like they got some, demon in them. Actually, maybe I should be thinking about that with you. Do you consider yourself a demon?
Nah, I'm a regular person.
Are you a regular person despite some of the demonic that you might have done?
Can I get a different definition of what you're telling me?
Demonic. Just, you know, some evil that the average person wouldn't necessarily. I mean, you grew up in a crazy ass place. I'm not asking you to get specific, obviously, but, you know, sometimes extreme situations call for extreme measures.
Yeah, you right about that,
huh? Mm.
What you got? A cross on your eye? What
upside down
do?
Cross.
You know what that mean?
Yeah.
What that do?
That's a long story, man. Yeah. I'm not asking you about your religious beliefs.
You from uptown?
Where's uptown? Uptown where?
I'm from New Orleans or something.
I don't go over there.
What you on it? What that?
I'm from the East Coast.
You from the East Coast? Why you got a cross upside down on your?
It's not a geographic.
Why you got this upside down?
Why do you think?
What does that mean?
If you take something and you turn it upside down, what's that typically mean? You don't with it, right?
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
Jayla, why are you standing like that? Stand up. You gotta be louder. Like,
I did more drugs than
me too.
Imagine.
That's not okay.
I know.
What you do besides rap? You just rap and do drugs?
I make money.
That's it? How old are you?
21.
Oh, okay.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
What's your name again?
Jayla.
Jayla?
Yeah.
You ratchet.
Do I look ratchet?
You act ratchet, like your attitude. Why you act like that?
How do I act? You the one that's over here like this.
But you the crazy one.
I did drugs. But I'm ratchet.
You can go.
Yeah. Cause baby, you ain't my type. You feel me?
You're not what I like.
Oh. You look scared.
Nah, yeah, nah, I ain't scared. Come on. Scared away. You know who I'm is?
No, who are you? Do you know who I am?
It's your turn, my fault. You got my turn. It's on. It's
okay,
me.
So.
Tell who you is. What she said, she don't know.
That's all right. My name Baby Kia.
Who?
Later on. My name Baby Kia.
Baby Kia.
Baby Kia. K-I-A.
Later Kia. On. Baby
yeah.
Kia.
Lee here. Jill. Oh. Sir, research.
Question. Been. What you off of right now? Like, you seem high. Like.
TAC. Shit. Mo TAC.
What else?
Shit. Some old TAC. Let me see.
The kind with the fit in it?
How many more minutes ago did I not did have fat? And some old TAC, but I just want like see some fat that better for you before I did came right here.
It just had weed in it or like it had other stuff in it?
Just weed.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Gotcha. You ain't never tried nothing else?
No, I don't think my own. I got a low tolerance level for drugs, so I don't
even
skip past weed. Liquor.
Yeah, I could tell.
I ain't faked without that. Just weed, liquor. What you had in mind, though?
I don't know. I thought you was going to say crack your phone. What you mean? Let me look at how you
that
talk.
Was a good one, but.
Like crack, type
come on,
shit.
Bro, like, crack, you can't even walk, talk, none of that.
I mean,
bro.
Look at you. Trippy, look
bro.
At
come on, man.
Now
I'm fully functional.
My
like,
point is,
what
exactly.
The hell?
Look, this you right now. I'm fully functional right now. I thought she was like Kodak Black or something.
Oh,
like,
what's going on?
You acting like
Corey.
You got that snow that
taught her.
What's your point? Like, what's the whole point? What's she getting?
My whole point is I wanted to know what you was off of because you look crazy.
Nah.
I thought it was crack.
I just wrote my that problem.
All right, good to know. Like, shit.